Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's good? We back live once again. I'm Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blubdino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
What's up?
It's all good. Tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online is www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And you can hit us up on facebook.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. Now, tonight's show, you know, well, off top, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I'd like to thank everybody for all the love and support. I'd like to thank Madman UNG Radio for all the love. I'd like to thank Bipolar Naked Magazine. I'd like to thank Royal Blunts for sponsoring Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'd like to thank Lucci Lou, you know, the Raw Dog Music Artists. I'd like to thank, you know, everybody out there. Big ups to everybody. You know, Cognac, everybody. I see you guys. West Coast Hip Hop Awards, everybody. But now, tonight's show, we had this guy on the show before. His name is Jevy. And tonight we got him on again. He's promoting some new music. And we're going to bring him back to the show once again. Now, Jevy, say what's good to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
Hey, what's really going on, man? First of all, I just want to say it's good to be here. I appreciate y'all having me back. You know, I had a good time last time we came through, so it's definitely all love. Thank you. I appreciate it for having me back on.
Oh, yeah. It's all good, man. You got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio all the way around all four corners, you know. But off top, for all the new people that's been tuning in, for all the new fans and everybody who haven't heard of you and don't know of Jevy, let everybody know who Jevy is.
Yeah. Well, basically, man, you know, my name is Jevy. You know, I'm down here in San Diego, California. I'm repping Cali. And as far as musically, you know, I just a couple months back, or back in May, I dropped my Fahrenheit 2012 album, and we did pretty good. And, I've been repping for Cali real strong. You know, I did this year alone, like, well, I did everything from opening up for some of the biggest names in the game. Some of the names on that on my resume include opening up for Wale, Tyga, Slaughterhouse, Kendrick Lamar, you know, Meek Mill. We did the Meek Mill tour, Northwest tour over the summer. And then we did, I just recently, not too long ago, did Rocky Fresh. You know, we did Travis Porter. So we just got a lot of things going on. And so, you know, yeah, just trying to work, you know, just like everybody else, we working out here. So as far as my music, if people want to know, you know, more so about that, you can definitely find out more about me on the website. I know we're going to go over that, but I like to classify myself as, you know, my music, really, I represent everybody who's all about chasing their dreams, you know, who's all about, you know, really just working hard at whatever it is that's important to you. So that's why, you know, if you go to anything on my website or any of my, you know, my social media platforms, you'll always see me talking about winning as a lifestyle, because that's something that I think is important for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And so I think you get a lot of that in my music.
That's what's up. Yeah. And I want to ask you, Jevy, if you ever made it to the peak of your career, how would you give back to the people?
I can tell you right now, the first thing that I would do is really something that I already do, but I would definitely take it to the next level. But one of the things I think is important, especially as an artist, is to really work with, you know, with the youth and work with some of the, you know, some of the younger people in the generation coming up. And one of the things I would love to be able to do if I made it to the peak of my career is actually, you know, visit multiple high schools in every city that I visit, you know, and really go and speak and do some motivational speaking and just really try to instill the importance of you know, young people getting educated, you know, being educated, you know, regardless of whatever you want to do, whether you want to go into music, whether you want to be an athlete, whether you want to, you know, go into business, whatever the case may be, just it's always important, I think, to just be educated and put yourself in a position to really kind of, you know, market and brand yourself. So I would love to be able to just, you know, if I was on a national tour, I promise you one of the things I would make sure that happens is that I visit at least one high school or, you know, I would even throw in middle schools, but, you know, high schools in there, just, you know, and maybe even do a performance or just performance, but in there incorporate that motivational speaking, because I think a lot of people that are successful in music, they have a lot of influence, or, you know, the power of influence, and, you know, not to say that I feel like artists, you know, that's something that they automatically have to do, but if it's in your heart and that's something you care about, then that really kind of puts you in a position to impact other people's lives, you know what I'm saying? So that's one thing I would want to do.
That's what's up. And that's the words coming straight out the mouth of Jeffy, and you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. But I want to ask you, Jeffy, how would your music, even your old music, your new music, and the music that's soon to come in the near future, how can it change the music industry?
I think the biggest way that it could probably change the music industry is just that, you know, it's definitely different, a little different than, you know, than what you might get just from the average mainstream, you know. So I think it could change it in the sense that, like, I think my music kind of expands the genre, because I'm not, you know, like the I guess my content and what I talk about, you know, a lot of the times is not necessarily what you hear from a lot of mainstream artists, but I try to incorporate a sound that can really, I think, be relatable to all different types of demographics. So I think that's something that could help change the music industry in terms of expanding the genre. Because, you know, the way I feel about hip-hop or, you know, rap music in general is that, you know, I think a lot of people really kind of put it in a box. And what I mean by that is just that, you know, for example, if you tell somebody, you know what, I rap, I think there's automatically sometimes just a negative outlook on that just from certain people, you know, based on what they perceive people that do hip hop music as. And I think that's one of the setbacks of the genre of hip hop, because, you know, you look at some other genres, like, you know, if you take like rock, you know, or alternative rock or whatever, you know, you have a lot of people in those genres who they stick around for a while. And a lot of it is because their genre is not really put in a box. And I think my music is kind of contributing, would contribute to kind of expanding the genre. And I think we have some artists out there right now that are doing that. You know, you look at people like Kendrick Lamar, for example. You know, like I think his music is different, and it is expanding the genre. You look at people like J. Cole. You know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's all about variety. You know, you got to have variety in your genre. So I think I could add to that variety.
That's what's up. And Miss Kimmy Simone has a question for you, and I'm going to ask the question for her. She wants to ask you, she says, we see the things that's changing for you. What's some of the things you've experienced since the last time you've been interviewed right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio?
I think some of the things that have changed, really, you know, I think it's been that, you know, my brand itself, I feel like it's gotten a lot more attention. And, you know, I know we've done some pretty major shows since then that have attracted some attention from, you know, for example, some A&Rs from some major labels. And I think some of the things that have changed really is just, like, the situation has always been, you know, serious in terms of, you know, we all, you know, me and my team, we always have been serious about it. But I think one of the things that's changed is that, like, you get into that, I feel like sometimes you move into that zone where you realize that, you know, you're on this path to chasing your dreams and what you want to do. And then you get to that zone where you realize, okay, hold up, you know, like, we could really do this if we make the right moves and we continue to, you know, if we elevate how hard we work, or if we elevate the moves that we're making. And I think that's one of the things that has changed, that it's become more of a situation that I feel like if we don't take it to the next level at this point, it's not because we can't. It's because we didn't do the right things, or we didn't make the right moves, or we didn't work hard enough. And that's, I think when you get in that zone, it makes things more intense for you as an artist and just as a team, because, you know, it's like, you know, it's like being close but being far, you know, and knowing that, you know, you still got a long way to go, but you're also close enough to, you're in reach. And I think that's something that, you know, when you get to that point, it really comes down to being calculated about everything that you do and making sure to seize every opportunity, you know, making sure to make the right moves and to work as hard as you ever worked, you know. So I think that's one of the biggest things that's changed since the last time we talked is just the attention that we've gotten. So
that's what's up. It's all good. And right now I want to ask you, you know, your new CD that's out, your new mixtape, it's called Cigars and Ciroc, the mixtape. Can you let everybody know the concept behind that album? You know, let everybody know what made you even come up with that title for that mixtape.
Yeah. Well, it was crazy because the actual title itself, it came out of a meeting that I had. It was a business meeting I had with me and my team. And we were in Arizona at the time. And at the meeting, you know, we were going over some things, but it was one of those laid back meetings. And then I think it was either my manager or the director of my marketing promotions that came up with the actual name Cigars and Ciroc. So then I started to actually think about that because it was something that kind of stood out to me. But I think the reason why I went with it is because Cigars and Ciroc to me really stands for, like, I don't know if, you know, I'm not trying to condone, you know, young people drinking and that, but but I'm saying, you know, to me, I thought about the metaphor of it, you know, because I like to drink Ciroc sometimes. And so, you know, sometimes when I, you know, the combination of cigars and Ciroc, you know, you feel like you're in a good place. Like, you know, you're in a really good place when you do that. And I translated that to more so the music side of things. Like, I think that's you know, more so the mentality on this mixtape is that I feel like I'm in a good position or in a good place. Like, I feel good about where I'm at as an artist, and I feel hungrier than I ever have. So, but it's the whole vibe, it's the whole feeling. Like, Cigars and Ciroc to me is a state of mind. It's like being in a zone, in a point where, you know, you feel good about what you're doing. So I think Cigars and Ciroc, that mentality and the metaphor I'm using could apply to anybody. You know, like, no matter whatever it is that a person's dream or goal is, if you know you've been working and you're in that good zone, it's like, to me, that's like Cigars and Ciroc. You're in a good place, you know, and that's really kind of the metaphor behind Cigars and Ciroc. And I think you kind of will get a feel for that, you know, when you listen to the actual project.
That's what's up. It's all good. And on that note, we're going to get into a quick break, and we're going to get into your song right here, Blue Sky, the remix. Let everybody know the concept behind this track as you take us into a break.
Yes, yeah, that Blue Sky remix, you know, some of you guys would definitely have heard the song, but the concept behind this, man, that Blue Sky is just being at that point where, you know, the sky's not even the limit. You know what I mean? Like, you could take it as far as you want to take it, no matter what nobody says or what, no, you know, anybody that's hating, you know, all that, it don't matter. Like, you could take it as far as you want to take it. And once you get to the point where you believe that yourself, then that's when you're in a position to really get this. So that blue sky to me, that's one of my favorites on there, but I think that blue sky represents that.
That's what's up. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Jevy, Blue Sky.
Hip-hop is back and it's time for a renovation. Niggas acting like they ain't got no imagination, but I bet you they could picture me taking over the nation. People keep asking me, how is is it that I'm rapping? I tell them it's what happened when talents are overlapping. Stop hating and learn to enjoy the moment, cause it's rare to see a nigga that's spitting it like he own it. It's lyrics like this that require you all to listen. This a moment of clarity, this is what you've been missing. A rookie and a veteran, a dangerous combination, cause experience has made me the topic of conversation. Damn, I got the critics like, oh well, they say that he among the best to do it in SoCal. And baby, that's a quote, Chevy is at the throat. Either you getting money or struggling being broke, so I chose the bomb. My style is not common. Haters need to get it straight. Walk them through your orthodontist. I'm finna touch the moon, nigga. That is such a promise. I told you I'm a king. Now you see I'm being honest. So I'm just focused on making a billion like Oprah. I hope it's sinking in like a cushion on the sofa. Every single day we get another step closer. Cigars and Ciroc. I'm a boss, not a poser. Killing the game. We gon' need a mausoleum. Heavy up in the sky. Need a telescope to see him. I drop the Fahrenheit and they discover I'm phenomenal. Put it on the table. It's just like I'm playing dominoes. I want it all like Warren G in the 90s. That boy fresh to death, I bet you they come and sign me. I mean it all from the bottom of my soul, that I live up to my name, getting better as I grow.
Yeah, we back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was Jevy with Blue Sky, and it's all good. And Jevy, you got much love, like I said, once again from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio all the way around all four corners. And right now, Jevy, is there a positive message that you can give to all the young upcoming artists and young entrepreneurs coming out in the industry?
Yeah, you know, the positive message I would give out is, you know, I think something that's really important for people, especially, you know, anybody, any of the younger people coming up, like, you got to follow what you want to do. You know, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, you know, you got to really follow those things, but be calculated about it, you know, and put yourself in the best possible position to reach those goals. You know, sometimes I think a lot of people try to do a lot of things by themselves, and, you know, without any kind of help. And I think one of the biggest things I would say is that it's always good to surround yourself with people that support what you're doing and people that can help you reach these goals, you know. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I've done that has been actually the heartbeat of my success, is just that I have a strong team of people that, you know, I've been blessed with a strong team of people that believe in me and believe in my talent, and they want to see me take it to that next level. So I would say, you know, make sure you know, anybody that's up and coming, you know, doing, you know, if it's music or, you know, specifically music, make sure you surround yourself with a strong team of people, a strong network of people that really want to see you succeed. And I think that's something, and, you know, of course, you know, work hard, you know, don't ever, you know, enjoy the moments, don't ever take nothing for granted, you know, and seize every opportunity. You know, that's what I would say to, you know, anybody that's up and coming.
That's what's up. You guys heard a positive message right there coming from Jevy. Once again, please go out there and support this cat. You know, he's hot. You guys just heard that track, Blue Sky, and we still got a couple more to come. But right now, Jevy, I want to ask you, what are your goals and your accomplishments inside this industry?
Well, I can tell you, you know, my ultimate goal right now really is, you know, to put myself in a position to be able to be heard by the masses, you know. And I think whether that's, you know, the short-term goal, whether that's me, you know, connecting with the right people to get on a national tour, because I think I'm a firm believer in one of my philosophies is that, you know, one of the best ways to connect with people as far as being an up-and-coming artist is through live performance. So, you know, being able to get on a national tour whether it be, you know, getting signed. And even then, when you get signed, you know, initially you still got to do the legwork, the groundwork, which will require you to hit the road. So, you know, my initial goal really is to try to get on a national tour right now, you know, as an opener for a major headliner, and really use that opportunity to kind of promote what I'm doing and promote my brand, not only just regionally but across the country. Because I think at the end of the day, you know, if people respect you and like what you're doing live, and they're definitely going to follow up to see, you know, to catch all of the stuff that you have on wax and, you know, everything that you're doing. And I think that's an important step.
That's what's up. You guys heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast to the radio station. And right now, Jeff, is there any shout-outs or anything you might want to give out at this time?
Yeah, you know, I want to give a shout-out to my team. You know, the couple people I want to recognize. First of all, you know, my manager, Jay Bezel, you know, I want to give a shout out to him. You know, definitely, I think that's, like I said, that's been a big part of my success, is just having a strong, talented manager that can take, you know, what I'm doing and really get it out there to the level that it has. You know, C-Heezy, you know, I want to give a shout out to him for, you know, all the legwork and everything behind that, you know, marketing, promotions and all that. And then, you know, I want to give a shout out really, you know, to you guys, because I think that what you're doing and the opportunity that you're giving to me, and I'm, you know, any other artist that you guys allow to come on your show, I mean, I think this is huge, you know, for somebody like me to be able to have this opportunity to share my music with your fan base and to get that kind of support, you know. And I think that's critical, you know. And then, you know, the last thing I would say is, you know, I want to send them prayers out to everybody that's on the east right now dealing with that hurricane. You know, that's crazy. So I definitely always keep stuff like that in mind, because, you know, that could be any of us over here on the West Coast. Maybe not a hurricane, but you know what we deal with over here. But I just, you know, want to send them prayers out to all the families and the people over there dealing with that. You know, so those would be my main, you know. And then, you know, of course, I do want to give a shout out to. One last shout out to, you know, everybody that supports with me and rocks with me. You guys know who you are. You know, these are the people that I interact with pretty much on a daily basis, you know, online, you know, on my social media platforms, and they hold it down for me. And they do that just off of the respect for the music and the brand and those kinds of things. And that's major to me. Like, I think that's major love, because that's something they don't have to do, and they do it. And I think that's something that I really appreciate. So I just want to give a shout-out to all you guys, too.
That's what's up, you know. Much love, you know. That's well appreciated and everything, man. You know, we trying to be everybody's mainstream radio for everybody who can't get played, and for everybody who's tired of watered-down music and who's tired of mainstream music, so I'm saying, or tired of getting milked out of their money. So I'm saying they can come to me and Miss Kimmy Simone, and we'll play their music for free. Free networking, free promotion, it's all good. That's why we tell people, hit us up for interviews. Anything you got new, if you got flyers, send them to us. If you got snippets, send them to us. We'll help you get the word out. We'll hand them out hand to hand out on the street, like street soldiers, you know what I'm saying? We'll get them out there to the fans, to the public. So I'm saying that's what we're here for. We know a lot of people, mainstream and underground. That's what we're here for. And people might get mad because of what we're doing. Oh, well. People might try to steal our little lingo, the way we talk, and our little swag on our little radio thing. Oh, well. We know where it originated from. So I'm saying we don't hate on nobody. We support everybody, whether you like us or not. We support you anyway. So I'm saying all day, every day. But it's all good, though. But right now, Jimmy, I want to ask you, can you let the people know a couple of the artists you work with on this new joint right here? And some of the, just name a few of the artists who you worked with in the past so people know, you know, a little bit about your resume.
Yeah. Well, on this mixtape right here, on this new one, what I wanted to do, one of the things is, because I'm a pretty particular person, you know, when it comes to like the collaboration side, and I had the opportunity. There's a couple people that I wanted to, you know, include make sure to represent on my mixtape. One of them is he goes by the name of Mike, and you know, he's a Southern rapper, but he has, you know, I really respect what he's doing. I really respect his, you know, his grind, and I had an opportunity to work with him on a couple of songs off of his mixtape, and so you'll see a feature with me and him on the mixtape, working with there's a female MC out in Southern California called, she goes by the name of Amber Alertum, and I originally seen her first on we opened up for Wale. And that was the first time that I ever seen her, and I was like, man, you know, she's definitely one of the hottest female MCs that I heard in California, period. And so I had the opportunity of been trying to work with her, and so, you know, those are the main two. A lot of the stuff that I've done on this mixtape right here has been pretty much me, and it's purposeful because I feel like, you know, me. Right now where I'm at, I'm really trying to establish a solid, you know, kind of a solid place, you know, so when people listen to my music, they really get a really good sense of who I am as an artist first. And then, you know, a lot of what I have planned, you know, after this is going to include a lot more collaboration. And then in the past, you know, some of the people that are, you know, like, you know, mainstream people, you know, one of the biggest names would be Kevin McCall. And I know a lot of you guys heard of Kevin. He's, he's a, you know, singer, producer, you know, rapper, and all of the above. We've done work with Chris Brown, you know, everybody from Chris Brown to Mary J. Blige to, you know, some of the biggest names in the game. And I actually had a chance to work with him. And this was, you know, before a lot of the success that he's experienced, you know, and, that was actually one of the best experiences for me because, you know, like I really had a chance to see somebody that I knew was going to really make it and to watch his progression, you know, and to see him go from where we started to you being, you know, Grammy nominated and all of that. It really just kind of helped me to know and understand that this process is real. So that would be one of the ones that I would really point out, you know, that stood out to me. So
that's what's up. You know, it's all good. It's all love. You know, we just wanted you to throw out a little couple names, you know, so some people will know, even some of the new people just tuning in. But we're going to get into a quick break, you know, and get into another quick little song or whatever. But it's all good. So I'm saying we're going to go overtime a little bit. And like I said, it's all good. But Jerry, I want you to introduce this song right here called Open Their Eyes, and let everybody know the concept behind this track right here.
Yeah, the Open Their Eyes, really, that song is just all about, you know, it really is about, for anybody that's ever had, anybody that doubted them or just hated or had negative things to say, you know, I think this song is really about making sure to open the eyes of the people that, you know, try to shed negative light on what you're doing. You know, and I think that was kind of the main heart concept behind that song right there.
That's what's up. You guys heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Jevy, Open Their Eyes.
I know you see that I'm close to becoming something epic. Look how they hating, yeah, they talking reckless. I brush that off of my shoulders. I'm chasing after greatness. They burning bridges for nothing. They need to learn the basics. My music's never been an imitation. I see you skimming through the music. You can't even see the innovation. So consider this an invitation to kiss my ass, man. Y'all better hope I never make it. That's real. The moves I'm making got cynical niggas second guessing. My vision's big, so a million is looking less impressive. We finna blow, and it should be easy for y'all to tell. Picture me in the game. Kobe Bell, I started off at the bottom, now niggas see me shining. I'm just a couple of steps away from the day I'm signing. Nigga, my music is impeccable, and I was born to be what's on the sign you see in front of Texaco.
They say you gotta be ratchet, and that's what you were lying. They only hate when you're winning, they don't want you to fly. If they say I'ma fail, that's a beautiful lie. Cause I'm destined for greatness, they better open their eyes. They say you gotta be ready, success will eat you alive. They only hate when you're winning, they don't want you to fly. If they say I'ma fail, that's a beautiful lie. Cause I'm destined for greatness, they better open their eyes.
Yeah, the garbage to rock, the content of which is legendary. That boy is ready to the point it's scary. It's winning season, the shit that I've been achieving is the type of shit that ain't ever happening for no reason. So I'ma keep on grinding, I'm putting shit in perspective. I'm living out my dreams, this is something just like Inception. I rarely trust a nigga cause niggas be so deceptive. This is food for thought, if you real then you can digest it. Shout out to Bezel when Heezy spoke it into existence. I guarantee we finna go the distance. See, I've been waiting all my life for this moment. I'm in a good position to fill the void of what the game been missing. See, all this hating that they doing is a blessing in disguise. It's a means of motivation and adversity I thrive. They better try to learn to keep my name up out their mouth unless they talking about this money that we get in large amounts.
They say you gotta be ready, success will eat you alive. They only hate when you winning, they don't want you to fly. If they say I'ma fail, that's a beautiful lie. Cause I'm destined for greatness, they better open their eyes. They say you gotta be ready, success will eat you alive. They only hate when you winning, they don't want you to fly. If they say I'ma fail, that's a beautiful lie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back live once again. I'll put them on Blast Radio. That was Jevy with Open They Eyes. And you guys heard that first right here. I'll put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And everybody out there, please support Jevy. That's what I'm saying. Go out and go cop his mixtape, brand new Cigars and Ciroc mixtape. Please support him. Go out there, let this man make it big so he can show the world, you know, he can make a difference too. Please support Jevy. And right now, Jevy, I want to ask you, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast at this time, even if it's us as host or anything in the world, negative or positive, even if it's yourself or anything?
Yeah, I want to put everybody on blast, anybody on blast, not everybody, but anybody on blast that ain't finna vote. See, I think a lot of people got they you know, a lot of people complain about, you know, what's going on in the country, and you know, everybody has an opinion, but you know, your opinion can't be heard, it can't count if you don't get out there and make it count. So, you know, if you don't vote, I'm putting you on blast right now, you know, then your opinion really doesn't matter. You know, so you got to make it matter, you know, and the only way for you to do that is to express that opportunity, that right you have to make your voice count. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, who's running the country is going to affect everybody, no matter how well you're doing. You know, you could be rich and famous, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, that's something that's important. So make sure you guys go vote or else we're putting you on blast.
That's what's up. You heard it from Jevy. Everybody, please go out there and vote. We don't have that much longer. Everybody knows what the day is. Please go out and vote. Your vote does count. So please vote. And right now, Jevy, Miss Kimmy Simone has a few words for you. So please hold on.
Okay.
What's going on, Jevy?
What it do?
It's all good, baby. We see you still here at 9:33 p.m. You feel me? West Coast Central Time. It's all good. You came back to us. I just want to tell you, you know, you're sounding good. Like I told you, I like your swag. I like your style. I like your concepts. You're doing it. You're staying active and you're staying positive. Most of all, your head is on your shoulders. That's all that counts. And your heart is in the right place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I appreciate that. You know, that means a lot to me to hear that from you. So I appreciate that.
I hope it means a lot to you, man, because, I mean, I'm not just talking just to be heard, because everybody goes through things on a daily basis, and it just takes faith and knowing what you know from your parents and your grandparents and your ancestors and whatnot to know right from wrong and to do what's right and know from everything bad comes something good. So just everybody stay positive, you know, and just stay stable, steadfast, and just, you know, we can make it. We can do it.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I'm on board with you with that, 100%.
Yes, and vote, most definitely vote, because it does count. You can't sit back and talk about the changes and what we can do if you ain't participating in the change. Stop talking
exactly.
about it and get busy with it.
Right, exactly.
I'm listening to you, Jeremy. I'm listening to everything you said. I just see music, but where your head is at. I'm listening to you. And everybody
yeah.
out there listening, thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, just be safe, stay blessed. And we need United One Nation. And, you know, we got much love for Jeremy. You don't need to support him and everybody in Sactown, wherever you're at in your town. Support everybody, because without us supporting, without the fans, we ain't nobody. And without God, we know we ain't nothing. So we need to just keep going, keep staying positive, keep staying active, you know what I'm saying? And most of all, love your neighbor as you love yourself, and everything will be all right. Right now, we're going to get back to crazy mode, blood, Dino. We love you, Jeremy.
Yeah, that's reciprocal. Let's back at you guys, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, excuse me, right now I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to Put Them on Blast Radio, and I'd like to salute you, Jeremy, for calling in to Put Them on Blast Radio, promoting your new mixtape, Cigars and Sir Rock, and I hope everybody go out there and support that, and I want everybody to be safe, stop the violence. We need peace. We need to come together as one. We need to unite, and we need to support all our local artists, no matter where you are in this world. And like you said, Jevy, please go out and vote. And Miss Kimmy Simone has one more thing to say.
I want to say to everybody out there in Nigeria, God bless you all, and Sain, bless you. And Jevy, you'll check that out in the next interview when you go on the, you know, go on the archives. You'll see what we're talking about. But you're listening to right now live, but they listen to you in Nigeria.
It's all good, but. Right now, Jevy, while we end this show, I want you to introduce this song right here called We Ain't Far Away. Let everybody know the concept behind this track as you take us out.
Yeah, so We Ain't Far Away, man. This is by far, I think, one of the joints that I'm really proud of. It's the concept of this song really is it's all about thinking about this path and this journey we on to success and recognizing when you're close. And recognizing that you ain't far away from it and really learning how to seize that moment and understanding how to be confident, man, and believe in yourself, you know, when you know, so that's where the whole title comes from, We Ain't Far Away. It's just, it's kind of straightforward, you know, that's how I feel, that's how me and my team feel, and, you know, that's something that I wanted to share with the world, so.
That's what's up. And you guys heard it first. Right here on Put 'Em on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, Jevy. We Ain't Far Away. Please go out and support the mixtape, Cigars and Sir Rock. And like I said before, Jevy, we salute you and I thank you. You can come back anytime you want. Anything you want to promote, just holler at us. And it's all good. Now, we're getting right into this. Peace, love, and God bless. Once again, We Ain't Far Away.
When they heard I was rapping, most of them brushed it off. But now they hear about my concerts in their city, and it's funny now they try to call. Shit, don't even waste your time. I'm too busy embracing the fucking moment. Standing on top of stages, performing in front of niggas that recognize the amazing. I'm ill, no prescriptions or pills. Shit, the only thing that cured me is me signing the deal. Listen, you can't even label me as local. Yeah, them local niggas be spitting it, but I swear to you, Jevy be going postal. And I came from the struggle like women that's in the rough sex. We wanna be wealthy, niggas ain't getting no rest. Somebody told me that this grind is like a marathon. The game without Jevy is a war without the Pentagon. I know y'all been waiting. It's music like gratuity. I'm murdering these beats, so consider my verses eulogies. Y'all should respect I'm becoming what I was born to be. I may be new to y'all, but this ain't new to me. I stay scheming like Drizzy and Mr. Rose. I started off at the bottom, I came a long way.
Yeah, the only
fade to black. That's when I knew that this was more than just about growing up in the studio to rap. See, winning is a lifestyle, man. So now when I'm looking inside the mirror, what I see is a business. Ambitious is how I started, but rich is how I'ma finish. And timing is of the essence. I'm valuing every minute. Really don't have no time for these haters and they opinions. That's real. Wanna make music you feel to the point the flow is cold as shit and you get the chills. Man, I swear I got artists and repertoire niggas telling me I could blow up. A couple steps away from me telling y'all that I told you. See, I'm focused like I'm supposed to be. Connected like the pieces of a rosary. I wanna see them feeling like I'm Jodeci. It's a struggle trying to get the world to listen, but tonight I'm just trying to make your city pay attention.
Come and keep my eyes on tomorrow. Yeah,
the only problem is it's never a problem.
I'm still living for today.
We ain't far away from seeing better days.
My eyes on the road. Yeah,
you gotta hustle cause it came up for
yeah,
nothing.
You can't
nothing.
Take that away.
Nothing,
you can't
nothing.
Take that away.
Yeah.
No, no.
It's our turn, you can't take it away. Wait.